Hello there. Welcome to today's podcast with Pastor Bless Donkor. I hope you'll be blessed. Stay tuned.
Hallelujah.
As our custom is, do you have our Bibles with us? As our custom is, we want to take our anchor scriptures. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Hallelujah. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's go. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. And a thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee. How wonderful. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. We'll not even be saying amen. I'm prophesying. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against what? A stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder, the young lions and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With what long life will I satisfy him and shew him my salvation? We are done, right? And we say amen to this scripture. John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth. Oh, King James. Oh. That it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Now we're going to read the last sentence together. Let's go. It says what? For without me, ye can do. Again, For without me, recently they said somebody was asked to pray, I think either to pray or sing a particular song. He said, you are nothing without me. He said, God, God, you are nothing without me. At this time, we have to pray for that gentleman. He said, God is nothing without him. Hallelujah. All right, so today, we are still on practicing a personal prayer life. And today is the part two. And we are wrapping up today in terms of why we have to practice personal prayer life. Can we take a word of prayer? Father, we thank you. As your word cometh unto us, we pray that your word will come with might and power and cause transformation in our life in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, last week, I spoke about practicing personal prayer life. And my emphasis is on the reasons why we have to put premium on personal prayer life. Last week, I centered my message on two key areas. And the first area is that personal prayer life is a model for growth. God, in his wisdom, designed that as we practice personal time with him, we spend quality time with him in our prayer moment, he uses it as a way of developing us. And there are three ways that development is achieved. Number one, the development of our spiritual senses. So it is in the closet of prayer with God that you learn to hear God, you learn to taste, your senses are developed in that continuous engagement with the Spirit of God. And it is out of that you are able to know that God has spoken. It is out of that development that you can be able to detect the things that are of God. So discernment. So I spoke about this connecting it to the book of Hebrews chapter 5, where the Bible said those who are matured have been able to exercise their heart, their senses, able to discern right and wrong. How is that developed? It is in the continuous engagement of God personally, not corporately. That is where you develop this. So anybody who neglects personal prayer life with God will not develop their spiritual senses. And I say that if your spiritual senses are not so developed, you become a more or less a disadvantage for us when you are dealing with corporate prayers. Because corporate prayers, we are going to count on each and everybody's development in their personal prayer life to leverage on certain things. So imagine I'm praying with Osofo Felix and we are seeking some divine information from God, and here we are, his spiritual senses are all down. How can we, when God speaks, how can we get the information? And what is communication? Communication is not one way. It's not talking to God. Communication is when you talk, God also talk. Hallelujah. So when you have learned to practice your personal prayer time with God, that is where your senses are developed. Your spiritual systems are also what? Built. So prayer is very essential. It is a very key instrument in our spiritual development. Number two, we also learn to grow in appropriating not kingdom or realities. Are we there? Are you with me? So we find out that kingdom realities in a simple term is talking about the will of God. So the more you spend quality time with God, the more you learn to appropriate the will of God. So you find out that people who spend quality time with God understand the will of God, what it is, and the way by which they should appropriate it. And the more you do that, the more you grow in understanding and applying the will of God. Amen. And number three, we found out that personal prayer life as a growth model helps in our transformation. So the more we behold, personally, behold means that you are before God, you are beholding God. We are changed into the same image from glory to what? Glory. So when we practice personal prayer life, what happens is that there is a change that is orchestrated in you as a result of just beholding. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, as we all beholding in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. So our transformation, becoming the image of God, is as a result of beholding. And how do we behold? We behold him in our personal time with communicating with him. And that's what happened to Moses. When he ascended onto the mountain and spent 40 days with God, when he came back, because he was always beholding God, the Bible says his countenance was change. And that men couldn't look into his eyes because of his countenance. And they need to put on a veil because of the radiation coming from his face. So there's a point you get in your life because of your continuous personal prayer life with God. People will begin to see certain things and they will begin to say something. And you nyam. People don't see you and just call you suffer because they think you go to. Do you know that you don't need to introduce yourself? When you have a quality time with God, when people, wherever you go, when people see, don't know. Remember what you told me? There's no hidden place for any anointed person. There's no hidden place for anybody. Could you imagine that somebody was passing by and a Shunammite one could say, I perceive. Elijah never intended to stay in that woman's house. Neither did he even give her a glimpse. He was just walking his way, passing by to do his ministry. And one day, the woman told the husband that, I perceive. How did he perceive? He could perceive because he could smell. Why? Because this man has always been before God, beholding him. So the aroma of God, the scent of God, that scent of God is captured in him. So wherever he goes, so you don't need to announce yourself. People know. No. This one is not a common person. Anybody who spend their life in St. Glass and Bottles Church and have become a continuous committed member, when they come around, they don't need to tell you that they are registered members of that church. By the scent, you know that this person is a faithful church member of this church. I hope you know St. Glass and Bottles Church. Hallelujah. How many of you know that church? You don't know that church? Oh, Unumbiaba. The branches are everywhere. The head pastor is called Akpeteshi. You have the associate pastors, Jen. Then we have the members. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. They go there for impartation. And whenever they go there, they come out high in different realms. You see, they don't need to tell you that they've had an encounter when they go to church and they come back. You know by the when they open their mouth, it's like, thank you, Lord. You notice that there's a transformation there. They have been transformed. They become another man bold enough to talk back to their in-laws. By the time the anointing leaves them, when they become like Samson, not knowing, that's when they realize that. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you see, when you behold God, hallelujah. And the thing is that, that is what happens to you. When you the face of God is worn on you. So that's the growth model. Number two, we found out that personal prayer life is a life-sustaining model. A life-sustaining model says that in as much as there's sufficiency for evil in every day, evil, sufficient enough for a day, there's also daily benefit of God, which is only accessible through personal prayer life. Why? Because we found out in the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, that in the model prayer that Jesus taught us, which is personal prayer life, where he taught the disciples, you find out that in that, he taught them that pray that daily your bread will be what? Given unto you. Pray that daily you'll be delivered from what? Evil. Pray that daily you'll not be led into what? Temptation. So it's, and these are the three key things that everybody needs in life. That number one, there'll be deliverances from evil, there'll be supply of provision, and that we will not be led on into temptation. It's a life-sustaining model. So if you don't practice personal prayer life, because that teaching that Jesus taught there was for personal prayer life, not a corporate gathering. So if you don't practice personal prayer life, you are denying yourself. Do you know what you make yourself? You make yourself vulnerable to the sufficiency of evil in the day. And last time I said to you that anytime you don't have a personal time with God, you find out your day, you don't have control over it. You find out the throne of iniquity is having expression. I listened to the message of one man of God, Apostle, Archbishop Charles Ajinasari. He said, there is one thing that he can never compromise on. Even if it is 20 minutes, he's going to do this personal prayer, because he has found out by experience that the day he doesn't go and have time with God is the day he messes up a lot. For all you know, there's an allocation for you today, evil.
that the devil has set. The Bible says we escape many traps as fowlers. There is somebody, especially those of you who drive, you need quiet time every day before you drive on Accra Road. Because somebody will tempt you. If you don't take care, you forget that you are born again. So there's this man of God I stayed with way back in Kumasi. He's a pastor in the Church of Pentecost, now retired. He said one day he was driving and seriously somebody came to cross him. So he brought the car up and he saw his church. I said, Sofo! Sorry. He said, you ran me down. Hey, isn't it? Is the church member came to cross off and he knew that Joseph was a sofo, sorry. Sofo to roll glass and because you know, I was roll glass. Yes, hey, can I say asema bo? Because they are so for dim at them Sunday. Oh, kind of. So, sufficiency of evil. But when we go to God, there is that divine benefit, that daily supply that is given to you, that is enough to keep you. Keep you from temptation. I pray for you. You see, if you have not been benefiting from this, I said practice it, you benefit it. I thank God for the testimony that these two people came to share. It's a reflection of what you see. That's one thing about when you are feeding people or you are speaking the mind of God, there is evidence to it. And that has been my life. I don't wake up with worry thinking of what to eat, because I know that there is daily benefit that God would load me with. Hallelujah. Now let's get today. There are three things that God revealed to me about personal prayer life. And these are the first two. The last one I want us to tackle, very sensitive issue, is what I call the principle of the secret place. Personal prayer life reflecting in the principle of what? The secret. Can we go back to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 6? But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy heart, close it. Are you there? And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in what? Secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. It in this very chapter that Jesus established that there is a prayer that rewards. Prayers can be answered, but this one Jesus didn't say the prayer will be answered. He said there is a reward for this prayer. And if you find out, this prayer is a prayer done in what? Secret. Done in what? Closet. Now, most people have been taking this as a point of defining that Jesus didn't deny or rejected public prayers or saying that this is not about locking doors. He's talking about you and God alone. Hello? Amen? He said that when you practice praying or being in a place alone with God, your Father, who is a lover of secret place, will hear and see what you are doing secretly. And that kind of prayer comes with reward. And that reward is what? Openly. Today I want to show you the reward of personal prayer life. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Do you agree with me? So, when somebody is telling you that, if you don't practice personal, you are denying yourself reward. There's a reward. And today we are going to look at the reward. It blows my mind. When I studied this scripture, I said, wow, wonderful. Let's go into it. So the word closet simply means being alone with God. And the Father in secret is talking about the nature of God, that which he desires intimacy with man. Anytime you hear the word secret, God, secret, Father, secret, he's talking about intimacy. So the principle of secret place is also to mean that practicing intimacy with what? With God. Are we there? God is a God who loves secret and loves to do many things in secret.
The word secret translated from the Greek word kryptos. K-R-U-P-O-T. K-R-U-P-T-O-S. That is the word. Means privacy. So there is an aspect of God that he loves privacy. Privacy. Can we have our privacy? And I tell you, things that are done in privacy are dangerous things. You and I know very well. Hallelujah. As we study, you find out that there are a lot of things we do in privacy, but they don't remain in the private place. They always come out. Hallelujah. Amen. God desires privacy with us because he loves to build intimacy with us. Now, if you find out intimacy, the word intimacy, which also stands for the secret place or secret things, have many definitions and many ways. But if you look at the kind of intimacy the Bible defines or talks about, it can be compared to people who are in love and, in fact, married people. And, in fact, our relationship or our level of intimacy with God is as compared to what? Somebody having an intercourse or sexual intercourse. Let's read. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16 to 17. Our union with Christ is described as a marriage union, and what holds marriage and keeps it going is the intimacy between the couple. Those who are married there will tell you. If you even go for marriage counsel, they will tell you that physical intimacy, at least for a healthy marriage, should not be less than 3 times a week. Yes. If you like, ask counselor. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is what? One body. Did you hear that? He who is joined with a harlot is what? The join over here is talking about intercourse. For two, saith he, shall be what? One flesh. For two shall be what? One flesh. Let's continue. But he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit. So the way we are joined together with the Lord to become one spirit is same way that two people, when they have intercourse, they become what? One flesh. So the definition of or the interpretation of the intimacy we have with God is interpreted as how sexual intercourse have impact. So tie. This is spirit tie. When there is intimacy between two people, or there is intimacy between us and God, how is that intimacy impacting our life? Remember, in the secret place. Do you know that when there's an intimate relationship between two people, we will only know by the physical outcome that we see? Pregnancy. True of us. So, the first thing I will want to talk about with the reward of secrecy, which is the reward of intimacy, is the place of fruitfulness. When you practice personal time, prayer time with God, that is where you begin to become fruitful. There's no two way about this. Though the intimacy that you are practicing with God, the secret place, the things you are doing in the secret place with God, is secret to you, the evidence of an intimacy is what? Fruitfulness. It will come outside. It will come outside. Our union with Christ is not far from marriage. Although we are legally binded in marriage through salvation, the one spirit principle is when the marriage is consummated, that is the word of God released into you, when God becomes intimate with you. Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 35. Now follow me. Somebody will say that, let's be serious with this. When we practice secrecy with God, when we have secret time with God, we have intimate relationship with God. It is out of that that the we are legally binded by what? Salvation. But the intimate relationship is not in that legality. It is in when there is an intimate relationship. So you can be born again, but you and God, you are not like that. You don't know God. You don't know Him. You can be born again. You don't know God. Because you don't practice. That is why when you become those days, now I understand why Sunday school, they always say, read your Bible, pray. I understand it. It's not because the devil will come and kill us. No. It is about this, practicing the secret place. You can be legally binded to God by salvation as marriage. But when it comes to the flow of relationship, it is intimacy. Haven't you seen people who married and they don't love themselves? Who are not friends? You don't know, eh? You know. Oh, two people can marry when they are not friends and they can remain in that marriage. That marriage will continue. They are not friends. The husband does not know what the wife is doing. The wife does not know what the husband is doing. All phones are locked with all kinds of security checkpoints. High level of clearance. From scanning of the eye to fingerprint to password, you have to go through three levels of clearance. So much coded. The bank account, even the bank that the man's money is saved, the wife doesn't know. The man also doesn't know the bank in which yes, when they make good money, they are business people. Hello, hi. They transact business, they are good to go. They are legally married, but they are not having intimate relationship. Why? You find out that they don't have privacy or personal time for each other. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing that I know not man? Let's go. Said, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall do what? Overshadow thee. Give me Psalm 91 verse 1. Psalm 91 verse 1. You see that they said the power of God shall overshadow thee, right? Then that's how Mary will conceive Jesus and bring forth. Is that not it? Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, what shall do happen to the person? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So for Holy Ghost to overshadow you. See, Mary said, you are highly favored. You are the one who God has favored. There is a prophecy upon your life that divine reality shall be brought forth from you. Mary said, how can this be? He didn't say that go and let pastor lay hands on you. Neither call for intercession and prayers. He said that the Spirit of God will come upon you and overshadow you. And in Psalm 91, we find out that those who are in the secret place of the Most High, secret, privacy with the Most High, they are the ones that the Spirit of God ought to overshadow them. So if you want God to overshadow you, it is in the secret place. So you can never and ever have a divine seed sown into you. Out of this experience of being overshadowed by the Holy Spirit is when the believer can only bring forth fruitfulness. Because it is out of that the seed, the word of God is sown into you. Oh. Are you there? Being the fruit of your labor or being the fruit of the Spirit, it is the continuous overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. So if you don't practice personal time with God, forget it. You cannot be fruitful. Forget it. It is the word of God. When you are overshadowed, it is the word of God. Are you with me? Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, what happened? When there was darkness over what? The deep, what happened? The Spirit of God overshadowed. And God said, do you know the truth that there cannot be fruit without it not traced back to a seed? Have you seen a fruit out of nowhere coming? If you see a fruit, it means that a seed has been sown. That seed has grown into what? A plant, a full-grown plant, and that plant has what? Bear what? Fruit. Where is the seed sown? In the secret place. In the soil alone. The reason why many believers are being unfruitful, the reward of fruitfulness. You see, do you know fruitfulness is a reward? Oh, hallelujah. You don't know. As you can see, Pastor Dennis, Elder Prince, myself, we have a reward of our labor. You see our fruits. You see our fruits? Are they our fruits over here? Fruitfulness is a reward. Psalm 127 said that children are out and they are reward. So fruitfulness, as I said, that the reward of secret place is only in secret place that God rewards you with fruitfulness. Fruitfulness is not a compulsory thing. It is a reward. So if you want to be fruitful as how God wants you to be, then it means that it's in a secret place you get it. You neglect personal prayer life, and I can guarantee you that you'll never be fruitful in this kingdom. You will do many things, but it is not born out of what? God. And you find out that one day, you stand before God and God said, get thee behind me, I didn't know you. Because what you did, didn't come out of intimacy with me. I pray for you. Don't trivialize prayer life with God. Don't trivialize it. Fruitfulness is never, it's a reward. The fruit of your labor. That is why that you see that many believers are becoming, let me even come into our financial life. Fruit of our labor. Let me talk about labor. Why are many people being poor? How did Jacob prosper? How did Abraham prosper? It was because they had personal time with God. They knew God. It was out of that that their prosperity came from. You want to prosper in the God's way? The question is, are you in the shadow of the Almighty? Under the shadow of the Almighty? Do you have a secret place with Him? Do you have that closet that you shut the door and then you speak to Him that He rewards you? So fruitfulness is a reward of secret life. And Jesus taught us one way of living a secret life. He said, go and pray. Pray alone. It's a way of living a secret life. Are you with me? Amen. That is why Jesus said in the book of John chapter 15, the verse 5, He said, without me you can do what? Nothing. Let's read John chapter 15, verse 5. Look at something. He said, I am the vine. Ye are the what? The branches. Are you there? He that abideth in me, and I in him, the two of us. Do you see the secret over here? The same bringeth forth what? Much fruit. So the guarantee of fruit is abiding in him, him abiding in what? In you. Then he continues. He said, for without me. Oh, let's go. For without me, you cannot. You see, we have come to a generation where people think that all matters is certificate. I am here and I guarantee you that without Jesus, you can do nothing. Nobody can ever make it in life without a spirit backing the person. There's nothing like it. Those things that they say with you, work hard, do this, you achieve it. It is the biggest lie, scam. Wherever they have gotten to, there is a force backing it, whether they know it or not, or known. Jesus made it clear that as long as you are born again, without me, you can't do nothing. I pray for you. You see, this is why many Christians trivialize when they wake up. It is not, see, you think that the day you'll be fruitful for you, you'll not be fruitful for you. The fruitfulness of the day is a reward. It's not a right. It is out of the secrecy you practice with God in that day that will guarantee your reward. So you find out that you can wake up a day and everything you do has become like Psalm 127 verse 3. Said they woke up early in the morning and told the whole day, but they eat the bread of what? Affliction. Do you know why? The reason, because they woke up without God. That's why I said that the builder builds in vain. When they, oh, come on, give me Psalm 127 verse 1. Give me some. Let me show you. Why Jesus said you can do nothing. Let's read Psalm 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain. That the Bible was not against labor, but it was against a labor without the Lord. Because without him, you can do nothing. Then continue. Except the Lord God. No, come back. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh, but in what? In vain. Then this is the most dangerous aspect of it. Listen to what I say. verse 2. He said, it is in vain for you to rise up early without seeking him. Because then he said, early will I what? Seek him. To sit up what? Late. To eat the bread of sorrows. For he giveth his beloved's what? I said, the fruitfulness of a day is a reward. It's not a right. And that reward comes out of what? Secret place. I pray for you. See, what if it is only 10 minutes? Do it. You will be rewarded. As if it's only 10 minutes, do what? Do it. When you just 10 minutes, sit down. As Jesus said, close the door. You and God, God, me and you, Lord, you know the condition of Accra. As you understand, Lord, I can only spend 10 minutes with you. Lord, my phone is off. I've put it on silence. Lord, it is you and I. Yes, do something in secret. Then you begin to pray. Sometimes it's just beginning to skuvala basara. Kobro dobolo bosete. Iverde kuvala basata. Ibrano movo silakataya. As you do that, my brother, I'm telling you, that you will build because the Lord is with you building. You will watch because the Lord is what? And you will not rise up early and sleep late and eat the bread of sorrow. The bread of sorrow is the bread of affliction. You will work but you eat later. I curse that in the name of Jesus. So fruitfulness is a reward. It is not a right. You want to be fruitful in ministry? What do you do in the secret? Are you with me? I cannot just get up and do what I'm doing over here if I don't have a secret life with God. It will fail. You see the things that Daddy Joe has been teaching us. You think it came? No. That is the reward of his what? Secret life. Show me a man who spent quality time with God, and I'll show you how God rewards him in public, in fruitfulness. You see them fruitful in ministry. Everybody can sing, but when you lift up your voice to sing, it's a different thing. Why? Because you sing in the secret place. That is the difference between Flo Sandy and many musicians. He has learned to what? Do things in the secret place with God. So when he comes out, it is a reward. I pray for you. See, anything that you think that you want God to do with your life, make sure that you have a secret life with God. Because it is in that secret place that God reward you. So, first reward of practicing a secret time with God or having personal time with God alone is that it rewards you with what? Fruitfulness. You will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. You see, if you are not fruitful, do you know that God is very against unfruitful people? Study the Bible very well. God hates unfruitfulness. In fact, he hates it with passion. Yes, God hates it. If you are born again, you are not fruitful. Number 2. Because of time factor, quickly. The place of secret life or practicing intimacy with God, personal time with God, is the place of access to secret things. Also called mystery. I'm going to blow your mind right now. Follow me. Do you know that God has secret things? Psalm 25 verse 14. The secret of whom? Church, let's read together. The secret of what? Is with them that what? Fear him, and he will shield them his what? Covenant. God has secret. And the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. It's the secret place that you see. Secret things that are very precious and sensitive, such that it is only those who are very intimate with God that knows the secrets of God. Amos chapter 3 verse 7. If you're not intimate with God, forget it. You don't know his secret. It's not everybody who knows God's secret. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but revealeth his secret unto his what? His servants, the what? When we talk of prophets, by the description in Genesis, prophets are friends of God. And friends are the people we have intimate relationship with. There are secrets about our lives and destinies that God will never reveal them in public. Listen well. I'm going to show you. Do you know the danger of not having secret time or secret life with God, practicing personal time with God? The danger here is that there are certain secrets about your life. There are certain secrets about your destiny. God will never reveal them in public. When I mean public, like a prophet will prophesy to you, there are certain things God can say in public about you. But I'm telling you, there are core secret things about your destiny. In Jeremiah, listen to what he said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. He said, "For I alone know the thoughts I have about you." I alone. That is a secret. He said, not the thought of what? Evil, but what? Good. That you will see an expected what? Future. Did he say that I'll tell somebody to tell you? Eh? There are certain secrets about your life, destiny. God will never, ever say them in public. And I can guarantee you that. If not because of secret life, practicing prayer life, secret time with God, I would have left the country, which is not the will of God for my life. Do you know where God told me that you are not leaving this country, you'll be here for ministry? It was not in, no problem. How many of you have ever seen me being prophesied to in at camp meeting before? Hardly. How do we discover these things? I'm going to show you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 to 10. Let's see. There are things about you God will never see in public. Let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Are you following me? Good. So when you trivialize personal prayer life, you are hurting your own self, not anybody. But we speak the wisdom of God in what? In mystery. That is secret. Even the hidden what? Wisdom. So now there is a wisdom and there is what? A hidden wisdom. Follow. Which God ordained before the what? World unto our heart, our glory. So watch this. There is a hidden wisdom. That is the hidden secret about God for your glory. So the Bible said, we always say that for our strength is thy grace. Our rule is your word, but our end is what? Your glory. So the end of the believer, the apex of the believer is the revelation of God's glory. The Bible said that glory is in hidden wisdom. Hidden wisdom. So it means that if you don't discover that hidden wisdom, now continue to verse 8, see what it said. Which none of these princes of this world knew, for if they had known. So when he was talking about princes, talking about spiritual forces. This hidden glory or hidden wisdom for your glory, even the princes of this world do not know. Your family witches, they don't know. They don't. The devil himself doesn't even know. It's God's thought and they cannot read God's mind. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. It is God's thought and they cannot read God's mind. So there's a hidden wisdom. They don't know. If they are, they wouldn't have crucified them. That is one of the things they didn't pick up. Since they don't know the hidden wisdom of God, they didn't even know that Jesus was glorified. Move on. Verse 9. But as it is written, listen. Eyes had not what? Seen. Nor ear heard. Neither have it entered into the heart of any man. The things which God had prepared for them that what? Balaku vesabrata. I pray for you. That you not be counting on your pastor thinking that he has seen it. He has not seen it. Did you read it? He didn't say, he said, eyes. He didn't exclude anybody, including me, your pastor. God didn't give me that leverage to see certain hidden, the hidden thing. No. The things God has prepared for you, your lifting, your breakthrough. Imagine Jacob was counting on his father, Isaac, or his mother, Rebecca, to tell him how to prosper in the house of Laban. He would have been poor for the rest of his life. How did he discover it? Imagine. So be there and trivialize your personal time with God. When we ask you to practice personal time praying, your pastor, you'll be disappointed one day in life. This is how many people have risen up and reached the apex where they have the glory of God has to be seen in their life. They don't see the glory of God and they begin to criticize God. Is it God's fault? No. You ignore the principle and you are paying the price. What is the principle? Practicing what? Secret life. practicing secrecy with God, that personal prayer life, then God will open up. Now let's finish this scripture. Verse 10. Listen to what he said in verse 10. But God had what? Revealed them to us by his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. When you read the verse 11, say, who shall know a thing except the spirit of what? That man. It is not my spirit that will know it for you. So when we go into the secret place, while we know that God has secret things over there, God opened up these secret things unto us. This is all mystery. The Bible calls it hidden wisdom for our glory. So you will find out that your destination, where you are going, your end, it is in that hidden place that you find out. Let me tell you, most of the breakthroughs that men have had is in the secret place. One-on-one with God, they got it. So when you don't have a practice of secret life, praying alone, you and God alone, your hidden wisdom, the glory of God for your life, you will never discover it. You will never. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come into the mind of people. So your pastor will not be privileged to have those things. Hardly will God make public announcement. Do you know why? Because he doesn't even want the devil to know. Because when certain prophecies are set upon you, warfare is declared. So sometimes, that's why it's privacy. God wants privacy. It is between you and God. Nobody heard it. You let me say right now that you, the secret that God is going to bless you is that go and sell pure water and see how the devil will take it up as personal business. Make sure that you will never succeed in it. That is why God revealed it to you in a dream alone. Then you, so you'll be selling your pure water. The devil will be asking himself, why is this guy selling pure water? Why is he selling pure water? It's just like how the man who prospered the Church of Pentecost elder, Zoom Lion, God told him. He didn't tell anybody. He started doing it. The wife didn't understand. Many people didn't understand him. Now, they understood. The devil was. By the time the devil realized, he said, had they known, they wouldn't have crucified. It's the same way the devil was. So the best things that God will bless you with, he will never say it in public. So he will beat the mind of the devil. He will only tell you in the secret place. And here you are. You don't have a secret life with God. You can't stay alone and pray. How will you discover? You know that the money that you know there is a day. If you are broke today, is because you didn't discover what God has for you today. I pray for you. No matter how tired you are, can I repeat this? No matter how busy you are, don't end the day without a time with God. No matter how busy you are. And if you can, start the day with God. There are things that are beyond what we see. And that God wants to give us. It only takes people of the secret to assess the secret things. Isaiah chapter 45 verse 3. I want to quickly hurry up. There are two more things I'll talk about that we go time factor. And I'll give thee the treasures of what? You people don't know. I'm now going to tell you, I'm going to teach you financial breakthrough. What God has promised us is the treasures of what? Darkness. Yeah. Do you know darkness also? Darkness is not only about evil. Yeah. Because God himself identified with darkness. There are certain, it also means that treasures of in hidden places. And he continues to say, and hidden riches of what? Secret what? Places. There are places that is only God who can open up to you, and that is your breakthrough. Hidden riches. If you see any man or woman breaking forth into riches as a Christian, godly way, that's what demons can open up people to treasures. Do you hear what the devil said to Jesus? I'll give you the treasures of this world. I'm a forex trader, and I'm telling you, if you don't know, you don't know. Do you remember that last 2 years when Bitcoin crashed? I told you that in a space of 2 years, from what I've seen, the price of Bitcoin will multiply by 3 times. Now Bitcoin is at $70,000. It crashed to $19,000. If I told you this and had money and you invested, you're a rich person. Secret places, you don't know. And as I see it, I'm telling you, in the next 4 years, Bitcoin will reach $150,000 from the way it's ascending. These and all things. there are hidden knowledge in the world, eh? Hidden things that people are leveraging to prosper. You don't know. I pray for you. You see, I was told to learn forex trading not because somebody, God told me. Though I've not been using it now, I don't know why he told me to learn it. I know when I'm going to use it. And I'm so shocked how God gifted me understanding that field. The two of us, that's what we learned. I learned it fast. I started teaching people and developed a whole model on forex trading. And when I started praying, I understand that it is a system of prosperity that God is covering. He said, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches. Hidden riches of what? Secret places. Now thou mayest know that I, the Lord God, which called thee by name, I am the God of Israel. I pray for you. From today, in your secret time with God, may places of riches, secret places. See, everybody can be doing everything, but God will show you one secret, one thing to do. And that is how you blow up. I pray for you. You will come into contact with that in the name of Jesus. We have entered a season of kingdom wealth. It will only take people with secret opportunity with God to enter into it. Talk with personal prayer life. And you see us bypassing you, ascending. You blame God. And God will say, did you come? Number three. Intimacy with God or practicing the secret place is the place of exchange. When you have personal time with God, everything that Jesus became on the cross as a result of you, and whatever he has made us to become as a result of him dying on the cross, is only fulfilled in a secret place. Example, he became a curse that we will become what? Blessing. It is in the secret place that will manifest. Example, He took all our sickness and bore it. Is in your constant fellowship with God. And I'm going to prove it to you in Psalm 91. Whenever we go to God one-on-one, that is where God works on us. Take something from us and give us something. Have you ever been angry and you have prayed before? Then you find out that God can calm you down. There's a hand God can place on you and you cry. Then you, after you're done crying in his presence, you come and then everything is gone. When people hurt me and it gets to me very well, do you know what I do? I go to God and cry. Say, God, I am here for exchange. This pain is not, I can't, it's not for me. You know how to carry this kind of pain. So I came here to give it to you so you give me joy of gladness. And in his presence, I'll cry. Cry all it out. And when I'm done crying in his presence, I'm going. I don't know where it comes from. But the pain disappears. When I see that person, I'm okay. Exchange. Whenever you go out, you get intoxicated. It is the secret place that you come for God to detoxify you. Many Christians are carrying luggage. Do you know why? Can I tell you something? Do you know why we are easily plugged into sin? It's because we don't practice the secret place. The devil does not get you into sin by one chance. It is gradual. If the devil wants you to fornicate, he knows that as Asofu is here right now, if he brings it to not work. So the devil begins to introduce it gradually. First of all, adverts on Twitter. Then they'll pass one thing on, it'll pass on your eyes. Then it will form an image. It is there resting. Then, oh, some nice movie be, but they'll add some sexual scenes. Are you following me? So, for watch, then it add up to that image you saw on Twitter. I hate you. Then he gradually lay in it. Now, the thing is, if you don't go to God one-on-one, and then God begin to work. So, David said, examine my secret sin. Search my heart if there are any presumptuous sins and take them away. So, these things that, when you go to secret, then we reveal secret things. There are certain things secret about my body that is only my wife who has seen it. And she knows it. So you will not know. There are some of them I didn't discover. She saw it and discovered them in the secret. I'm speaking in coded terms. I know Osofo Prince and Pastor Dennis, they understand the proverb here. Hallelujah. I don't like the way you're looking at me. Be spiritual in the name of Jesus. Be spiritual. When you go there, in the secret place, so after that you have gone through the whole day, the following morning, when you wake up and you go to the secret place, then God will say, do you remember that thing you watched? He says, shh. Then you repent. Then the blood deals with it. Do you remember that thing? Shh. Do you remember the way you spoke to that man? But when you don't do that, you keep compiling them. Compiling them. Then it becomes what we call the immunity hacking system, as our father taught us. They'll begin to hack your immunity system, breaking them down small, small. It is personal prayer life that makes sure that your immunity system is intact. And how is that done? Exchange. God takes anything that will attack your immunity, then strengthen it for you. I pray for you. You see, that is why anybody who has a quality time with God every day, it is very difficult for the devil to bring him down. You cannot. Because the system is serviced all the time. Fully serviced. So if there's a Trojan horse, it will be exposed. There's an antivirus that will click. Quack, 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 and you shake it off. I pray for you. You see, some of you, there are a lot of Trojan horses that has opened up to all kinds of malware and all kinds of, some people, the devil has already tapped into your system. You don't know. You are being hacked. They've hacked you. Do you know when you are being hacked? The point where you see that there are certain things you don't have control over them. Some of you, Twitter has hacked your account. It has hacked your spiritual system. You can't control the things you watch. Me, when I'm on Twitter, the moment I see anything, I'll mute you. I'll block you. I've blocked like, because Twitter, they suggest. So when I see, I block. But some of you, when your system is hacked, it is nothing. Those two systems are hacked. Oh, it's nothing. Don't worry. The day they'll crash your system. You see, and then everything will go blur. By the time you come, your everything is crashed. It is in the secret place that God will begin to give you those. I pray for you. Now, you see that those of us who have been practicing the secret place, now you see why you are standing. You are standing because you go for exchange. You are being fixed. You are being fixed. So God forms us, builds us in the secret place through this exchange. Psalm 139 verse 15, 139, 15. Oh God, time is fast spent. I would have spent a lot of time on this. Oh Jesus. But I hope you have been blessed. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in what? Secret. And curiously wrought in the lowest part of what? David was telling God that he was made in secret. It's true. It was the father and the mother alone. Nobody was there. When God is forming a man, he does it in a secret place. And when God is doing that, he takes the things. So by the time God brings you out and releases you, you are a formidable man. Be careful of people how long have you dwelt in the secret place? How long have you been in the cave of Adullam? I heard that cave have been broken. People have broke out from the cave. People didn't understand. Hallelujah. How long have you been in the cave of Adullam? Because it is in that place that David was worked on. He was a very rugged, aggressive guy. God sent him back to the cave of Adullam and worked on him. By the time he came, he was a fit king. Alone, you worked on him. That is why, no matter what you do, you cannot take God from David. You can take everything. When his son came for the throne, he was okay to give it to him. He knew he had only God. Why David reigned? Because he was a man who had secrecy with God. It was because he knew. See, you couldn't imagine that David was able to access grace when grace was not even available. Go and read Psalm 51. When Prophet Nathan came to him and told him what he has done, go and see how the man understood grace. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not your spirit from me. It was only in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, we find out that this guy knew what grace was. Nobody knew that man can go into that dimension and access that realm. Why? It took a man who had a secret life with God. I pray for you. You see, there are certain privileges. If you are not serious with God, you don't have them. I said your system is only, your immunity system goes down when you don't have a personal life with God. Wake up, believer, you are in hurry. In hurry to do what? Why are you hurried into? To be crushed? I said, make it your time. That you will not move into anything without having time with God first. When you begin to practice these things, you will find out that indeed there is reward in them. I said there is what? It's not answered prayer. It's not all prayers that God answers. There are prayers God rewards. And these are prayers that we practice personal secret life with God. Last one. Time is fast spent. I would have spent more time to talk about the principle of exchange. God does a lot for us in exchange. Hey. If you want to see somebody growing spiritually, check their frequent time they spend with God. It's not about how long. When I talk about protocols of prayers, you'll find out that it's not about how long. I said, if it is 10 minutes, be faithful to it every day. So from 5 o'clock to 5:10, make sure that you give that time to God. It is enough for God to work on you. Quality time. If you don't have anything to say, speak in tongues. In that 10 minutes, it's okay. Then you find out that tongues is therapeutic. It will do everything for you. But I tell you, as time goes on, the 10 minutes will not be enough for you. I'm not the one who's going to tell you to increase it. You begin to enjoy it. That 10 minutes will be one of the best time of your life. You enjoy that. Now you increase it to 20. And now some of us, if we don't get 1 hour, we are not okay. At least we need some 1 hour to sort some things out. That's emergency. So if you have the food, imagine what we do. Since I stopped working and I had time for myself. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My night. From 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Only God and I knows what we do. If you check most times, I'm always active in the night. If you send me WhatsApp in the night, I reply. Yeah. Only God and I knows what we do in that night. At that 2 a.m. Now you see the result. God is rewarding me. God is rewarding me. Finally, it's a place of absolute covering. When you practice the secret place, personal life with God, one of the things you find as a reward is an absolute covering. Psalm 91. All the provisions in Psalm 91 is for those who are in the secret place. Don't declare that if you don't practice secrecy with God. It will not work for you. If you don't have personal time with God, that scripture is not for you. Don't go and claim anything there. 1,000 will not fall at your side. It will fall on you. Pestilence will catch you in a day. Don't make certain funny confessions because you read it. No, there are conditions to it. He that dwelleth where? Can I hear you loud? He that dwelleth where? Of the heart will what? Abide. So when you are overshadowed by the Spirit, that is where all these provisions are yours. But the overshadowing of the Spirit is conditioned on you abiding in the what? Secret place. Personal time. Privacy with God. So if you don't have privacy with God, the Holy Ghost will not overshadow you. Every other provision over there, you are not part of it. It's for us who practice it. Don't be lying to yourself. As the 1,000 fall on your side, you are sharing in the whole 1,000 that is falling. Yes, they didn't you kick stone? Why? You didn't you kick some stones? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, this is a total covering. People have personal life, personalized, customized time with God. You don't interrupt them. Yes, and I always advise, morning starts from 12 a.m. So if you cannot wake up at 5 o'clock, you can start it at 12 and sleep. Me right now, my early morning has been taken away from me. Can't get a senior man. So I've changed my time. My strategy now is late night, 12 to 2, that period. If my wife looks for me, she will not find me on the bed. You can ask her. She never finds me around that time on the bed. Yeah. If you are looking for me at that time, you don't get me. Because that is the time I go and secure Psalm 91 on my life. So that when I woke up, I know that if you throw arrows in the day, I'm not part of it because I've been overshadowed. If I'm going, I know an angel is assigned to carry me. I know I am guaranteed long life. So I have no fear of death. Because I am a person in the earth, secret place. I pray for you. I want you to lift up your voice this very morning, afternoon, and pray. Say, God, help me to spend. Jesus said, you can do nothing. I said, fruitfulness is a reward. It is not a right. Some of us have become unfruitful, barren, because we respect not privacy with God. You don't have time to study the word. This thing is a principle. Prayer is involved. That's why I said it. It is prayer and the word. But because we are talking about prayer, that's why I'm dwelling on the aspect of prayer. Personal prayer life is to answer to the principle of the secrecy. That's why Jesus said that you pray in secret. In closet, he will reward you in public. I want to pray that Lord help me recalibrate my thinking pattern. See, you have to be very intentional about this. Very intentional. Other people in other world will spend time alone with their forces and demonic powers. And when they come out in the day, they are so full with it. But the believer trivialize it. Thinking that when I come to church, I'm not saying that joining online prayer meetings are wrong, but that one will not do what personal prayer life will do for you. It will not do it. Corporate prayer has its place. Personal prayer life has its place. Both of them are complement to each other. You cannot neglect all of them. Before you join an online prayer, work on your own. If it is 20 minutes, do it. If you don't know how to have quiet time, see me, I'll teach you. Wake up, start with God. Pray, personal prayer. Always make time for God. Set your personal time, retreat. At least every 3 months, find a day, full day, you and God, nothing else. Block your phone, block everybody out of your life. You need to hear God. I said, it is after every 3 months, you have to find one day. Pray. That day you will go and you say, Lord, we are done with the first quarter of the year. How do we deal with the next quarter? What were the toxins that I picked up? What were the wounds that I picked up? Address them. You stay in the presence of God in worship. You stay in the word. You stay in prayer. 24 hours. How much will it cost you to go to a hotel? If you get 200 or 300 cities, you can get a 24-hour day for yourself. A very serene, quiet place. You and God alone. You carry your Bible. You carry your notepad. You get messages arranged. You prepare. You go and you sort yourself out. You say, when you come back, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There is reward in secrecy. And when Jesus said, when we pray in secret, God will reward us, it is true. Because God respects those who respect privacy. I pray for you that you'll be fruitful out of your secret life. I pray that there will always be an exchange in your secret life. May you enjoy the total covering of God in your secret life. As you practice prayer, daily prayer with God, personal prayer life with God, you will be guaranteed all these things. I pray for you. That God will look upon your daily labor in prayer with Him. Oh, lift up your voice and pray. I don't know. But God is working on us. God is working on us. We need to ask for forgiveness for neglecting these principles. Some of us are hidden glory. That is the dangerous fact. I want you to go with this understanding that there are certain secrets about you. God will never reveal them in public. It will never come in public. You better learn to practice personal prayer life. Because if you don't even know how to do personal prayer life, can you go for personal retreat? Now, if you can't do 10 minutes with God, is it 24 hours you can do with God? You are kidding. You start this way and you can know that now you can practice 24 hours with God. I thank God for this secret that I learned very young. I've taken many decisions in my life. I've done many things in my life, not because somebody told me, but I heard God in the secret place. And I thank God that I didn't get it wrong. I got married because in the secret place God told me, marry and your next thing. No wonder that my wedding anniversary and this church coincide. It was a confirmation. It was not an accident. Because it was God trying to prove to me that what he said, he meant it. And many things are happening in my life because in secret place, I remember very well, UCC. UCC, I remember very well. Very, very, very well. In that hostel. On those nights, I was praying level 300. God told me after school, marry. And that one national service, marry. I said, what? He said, yes, ministry. Thank God for those encounters. I will never trade it for anything. You can have anything of my time, but my personal time with God, even my wife, I'll not give it to her. No, I'll never do that. No, it is what is sustaining me. I pray for you. See, you understand this thing I'm talking about when you just try it. I said, try God for 10 minutes a day. Try him. You come back and thank me. Go and try it. I pray for you. See, this year, God will teach us to pray. Prayer will be fruitful in our life. Prayer will be fruitful in our life. Oh, Rasevele Kumbala Sataya. I said, I want us to repent and tell God, our Father, if we have neglected personal time with you, we have not been in the closet, we have not shut the door to spend quality time with you, to be in secrecy with you, that you will do what it has to do, that we have been denying rewards. God, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And whatever we should have been rewarded over the years, over the months, over the days, Lord, as we practice, God, bring it to us. God, by your mercies, let us get them back again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit.
Just breathe the name upon me. So glad you stayed. I believe you were blessed. See you some other time. Bye for now. Lord.